You ever hung out with somebody, just thought to yourself, gosh, this person's a phony?
Yep.
Yep. You just get a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's a feeling. And if they start their sentences, maybe you're like, I don't know, I'm not sure if I get that feeling. If they start their sentences a lot with, no offense, but.
Oh, Jason Goodman.
That's what I do.
Well, then they're a total phony. Total phony.
I do it all the time. In fact, every single day, multiple times a day.
Okay. You even start non-offensive sentences with no offense.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what's weird about it.
Yeah.
Now, do you start it with no offense or do you end it with no offense? Or you do both?
I think he has both.
He does both.
But I do what Matt said. I sometimes have no offense at all. It's just like, it's a crutch now. I'm like, all right, no offense,
but
I really need to go to the bathroom.
You're like, okay. You're like, all right.
That and per se, but that is a different conversation. Not for today.
For what?
When you say per se?
Per se.
Per se.
Yeah. I say that
a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we all have our things.
And like 99.9% of the time, incorrectly.
I don't even know what per se means.
I know, clearly.
Hey, Siri, what does per se mean?
Per se. Anyway.
What about with Jason with the, no offense, when he throws it in like mid-sentence?
Yeah.
When it doesn't make sense either?
Sure.
Yeah. He'd be like, Katie, I see you've got a jacket on. No offense.
And you're like,
it doesn't match your watch.
He does that a lot too.
And I'm like, where's this going? And then it's not offensive. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then when he is offensive, he doesn't say no offense.
Correct.
It's very confusing.
Yes.
It is.
Misdirection.
He likes to keep you guessing.
Yeah. Per se. Do I say per se?
You say it a lot.
I don't even know what the word means.
He's going to lose sleep now.
Then you should stop saying it.
And I would ask Matt as our producer to make a super cut of you doing it, but it would just be it would take too long.
Are you talking about let's say?
No, you say per se.
Per se.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
But that was a nice gaslighting thing that he just did to me. Like, no. Are you think I'm saying let's say? No. Per se.
I gaslighted you. I'm just like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't understand what I'm saying.
You're right.
Per se.
Per se.
I can start now because I can keep track of it a little bit easier going forward.
Yeah. Okay.
Going through the archives would be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that, Matt, because I did not know I said that.
I'll try to mark them down as well.
Let me try to learn the word because it's not going to stop.
Two tallies, political comments and per ses.
And per ses.
By itself, per se. In itself. I need to talk something out.
Anyway, the person that you think is phony starts their sentences with, no offense, but it is a phrase that is designed as a low-key way to hurt somebody on purpose.
Okay? Yeah, it is.
Most people can identify that. Most people. But if you feel offended by the next part of their sentence, no offense, but.
Yeah.
And then if you feel offended after what they say, well, according to the person who's saying, no offense, but, that's on you.
Right.
I told you not to get offended.
Yeah.
But
that's on you. I even say that to like the big boss all the time.
No offense.
I always do. Big boss all the time. Even when I'm like, Nick, I know you used to work there. No offense that you used to work at that.
He has a good sense of humor. So.
Yeah. But I do that because I don't want, because I know I'm going to be talking crap about that company.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he worked there. So, but I'm not trying to offend him. I'm just talking about crap about the company. You see?
And then he gets confused because then you're like, per se. And he's like, what? What is he saying?
You know what I mean?
Per se what?
Yeah, I do.
In that note, it's not like I want to make sure he's not offended because you have nothing to do now with that company.
But that's a different topic of conversation. You're talking crap about a company, but when you start a sentence to somebody personally and you say, no offense, but, and then you say something on purpose to offend them, that is when that person is doing it on purpose.
That's exactly what I do. I just don't say no offense anymore. I just offend.
There you go.
That's exactly what happens. Okay. Interesting.
All right. Direct offense.
I'm very confused on where we are with you.
Yeah, I don't think Jason's phony, though.
No, I don't think phony.
He does that thing that phony people do, but I don't think Jason's phony.
Thank you, Jared.
How about this one?
Or maybe I spoke too soon.
Phony people often say, I'm just being honest.
Oh, my gosh, I'm out of here.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, boy.
See ya, Katie.
Oh, boy.
Phony Jones.
People. Phony Goodman. They often say it as a shield to mask harsh judgment or to insult under the guise of sincerity.
I see.
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
You don't want me to be honest?
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
And they claim honesty as a defensive tactic, and it shields them from any pushback that they're going to receive. It's like, again, it's on you if you don't like what I've said. I'm just being honest.
Just being honest. What's wrong with you?
And really, I almost feel like instead of phony, the right word for these phrases could be that they're just being rude or hurtful on purpose and trying and getting away
rude.
With it.
Yeah.
Phony, I don't necessarily feel is the right word here. But
I feel people who say things that are uncomfortable are not phony.
Mm-hmm.
might be jerks at sometimes, or the female equivalent, I guess, you know.
Well, but, I think jerk is universal.
Yeah.
Or is,
I rarely hear somebody say, oh, that girl was a jerk. Maybe we should. I don't think I've ever heard somebody said, oh, Katie's a jerk.
What's the alternative?
Oh, the B word.
Not good. Yeah.
The B word for girl, J for guy.
But see, I don't think those two words are equivalent. I think bitch is harsher than jerk.
It is harsher.
And that's unfair.
Do y'all hear what people call women jerks?
I say jerky. I say, that, God, she's like, her behavior is so, she's just jerky.
Yeah.
My wife will call her sister a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're being a jerk.
Yeah, I don't assign it.
It's not as much, though. Usually it's like, no, women are delusional. They're bitches.
You see how that's not fair?
Yeah.
You see?
And the guys are like,
hurry, say no offense. Hurry. Hurry.
No offense,
hurry.
But.
Just being honest. Just being honest. Right.
The guys are just like, that was a jerk move. That's it.
Yeah. 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 Okay. I mean, this is what I've noticed. I don't know if it's true.
Another sign that somebody is a phony human being, they say, I hate drama. Those who hate drama but constantly stir up conflict are likely to hide their true nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not only do they welcome drama, they're the ones stirring the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, I hate drama.
Yeah.
As if they're not the ones causing it.
And I've said this for years. I love drama in everyone else's life. Mm-hmm. I hate it in my own. Yeah. But I love we have the gossip or whatever. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
But then when it's my life, I'm like, uh-uh.
Well, see, that's the thing. People who say I hate drama love to spread gossip and spill secrets about other people. That's what it says.
Yeah, but I don't say I hate drama.
You hate drama with yourself.
In your own life,
I don't want drama in my own life. Yeah. Who wants drama in their own life?
No, because when
people
you say hate, if you say I hate drama, that's indicating you hate it within your own
but
life.
But I actually said it and qualified it with
in
I
my
love
own
it
life.
Other people's lives.
Yeah, but that's not what people would say that for. People will say, I hate drama because it's usually affecting them.
About their own
and
lives,
I like,
yeah.
And me and Katie, we love gossip.
I do.
With
each other, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It says the way to sidestep drama is to no longer push against its resistance, meaning you release any expectation that person is going to change their ways. You just know that they're going to be drama filled.
That's
and
true.
That they're going to stir
who,
the pot.
Who like they feed off of drama.
Mm-hmm. And chaos. They thrive in the chaos.
Yeah, I do not.
Now, I typically say that I perform better in chaos in the sense of like a deadline.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's a deadline. Like if I'm up against it, I can bang out some things in 1 second, and I'm like, God, this is the best work I've ever done. As opposed to having months and months and months and months to prepare for it. I'm not going to do that.
No, absolutely not.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't even think about it.
Thrive in the chaos of the deadline or whatever.
Right,
but
right, right.
In the drama in my own personal life, I can't.
I hate it.
I prefer to be boring and calm and yeah. I can't handle it.